AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump spoke briefly at his civil fraud trial, but the judge in New York cut him off. Trump said the trial was a fraud against him.
Outside the courtroom during a break.
This is a political witch hunt, the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. They owe me damages.
The former president and New York business mogul spoke outside the courtroom after he was cut off by the judge while speaking inside. He said he was an innocent man being persecuted by the attorney general, something he repeated to reporters outside.
Getting somebody elected because you wanted to get the publicity, it's a disgrace.
Judge Arthur Engoron's already determined Trump's company fraudulently inflated its numbers and will be deciding the amount of penalties. Trump's defense is that outside companies prepared his financial statements and they're responsible for any discrepancies. The day began with a swatting call, a fake emergency, reported at the home of the judge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A grand jury decided a woman in Ohio facing a criminal charge for her handling of a home miscarriage will not be charged. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up his latest urgent Middle East tour in talks with Egypt's president. He's claiming modest success in planning a future for Gaza once the fighting ends.
There's a path that brings Israel's needs and desires for integration in the region and genuine security with, as well, the Palestinian aspirations for a state of their own.
But progress is uncertain because Israel's far-right government is led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he's not on board with several key points and remains unclear if he can be convinced to accept them. eBay is paying $3 million in fines over criminal charges of harassment by eBay employees who sent live spiders, cockroaches, and other disturbing items to a couple in Massachusetts. This is AP News. Monday's Emmy Awards will feature recreations and reunions. Here's the AP's Margie Zaroletta.
Executive producer Jesse Collins tells the Associated Press the Emmys will celebrate its 75th anniversary with cast reunions or actors recreating moments from shows like The Sopranos, Cheers, Martin, and All in the Family. Collins says to expect one of those moments within the first 10 minutes and that there's a great Game of Thrones moment. However, don't expect everyone from every show. Other series with spotlight moments will include Ally McBeal, I Love Lucy, The Arsenio Hall Show, and Saturday Night Live. Anthony Anderson hosts Monday's Emmy Awards, which will air live on Fox. I'm Archie Zaroletta.
The United Negro College Fund received a $100 million donation from the Lilly Endowment, the single largest gift to the organization since its founding 80 years ago. The money goes to a pooled endowment for the 37 historically black colleges and universities. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.